Gemara says in Daf Zayin Amud Beis is talking about the din of Hoyel v'Ishri Ishri, and it brings down the brisa of the Mitzara Shechal Shminish Lo Be'erva Pesach. His eighth day of his Atuma is on Erva Pesach. V'ra Keri B'Yam, and he saw Keri. So Amu Chachamim Afu B'Shein Tful Yom Achen Nechnas and Nechnas. Even though normally a Tful Yom is not able to go in, but this Mitzara is able to go in. And basically, what we're talking about over here, as Rashi explains, is that the Mitzara has to put his hands into the Azara in order to put the Dam on the Bahinus. He's not able to go into the Azara himself because he's Tamei. So he stands in Shar Nikinar. Shar Nikinar does not have any Kedusha, so he stands there, he puts his hands in, and then they put the Dam on the Bahinus. So Taisus speaks out in the Mamaskal Zanichnas that it was for this reason that they were not Mekata Shar Nikinar. They kept it as Chulin, so he could stand in Shar Nikinar and stick his hands into the Azara, then they could put the Dam on it. And then Taisus has a Kasha. Taisus says, L'chair, that's not a reason not to be Mekata Shar Nikinar. L'chair, they could have been Mekata Shar Nikinar. Be Mekadosh Shar like the rest of the Azar, and let the Mitzara stand right outside Shar Nekinar. He could stand in the Ezra Snashim outside Shar Nekinar, put his hands into Shar Nekinar, and then we'll put the Dam on over there. Why is this a reason not to be Mekadosh Shar Nekinar? And Taisus answers, he brings from the Rivan, that wouldn't help, because Shar Nekinar is not Lifnei Hashem, because it's not Mamish in the Azar, and the Mitzara has to stand Lifnei Hashem. Taisus doesn't like that there. He says, Vei Nira, because if you're Mekadosh with Kedushas Azar, then it is Lifnei Hashem. That's called Lifnei Hashem. It has Kedushas Azar, so what should be the problem? So Rabbeinu Tam says a different teretz, says an interesting teretz. He says the asu yibishvel takanas mitzrayim shiyamdusham shiyogin aleim hashar b'cham ne'achama b'cham ne'achshamim. Zok Taisus, the reason why they weren't mekadosh shar nikinar is because they wanted the mitzrayim to have a comfortable place to stand if it was raining. Let's say it's raining, so they don't want to stand out in the open air and they're going to get rained upon. So they left the shar not mekudosh, so they could stand in the shar or protect them from the rain, and that way they'll be able to not get wet from the rain. That's a bit of Tam's teretz. The question is, why did the Rivan not learn like a bit of Tam? Why is he mechadosh the soul gavaldik echidosh? It's not called lifnei Hashem. What is wrong with the teretz of a bit of Tam? And I was thinking perhaps you could answer this al pi gavaldik echidosh from the Piskei Taisus and Maseches Tainus, something we spoke about in Maseches Tainus on Daf Yotes. The Mishnah says over there, the famous story with Chania Magel, it says that it rains so much ad she'olu Yisrael Yerushalayim laHarabayis Mipnei Shamim. There's raining so much that the Yidden left Yerushalayim and they went up to Harabayis to protect themselves from the rain. The Piskei Taisus of there is bothered that how are you more protected from rain on Harabayis than in the rest of Yerushalayim? It rains over there just like it rains everywhere else. And Zakta Piskei Taisus, you see from here a Gevaldik Echidosh that Harabayis was Makura. There was a roof over Harabayis and that protected them from the rain, and therefore they went to Harabayis. So the Mefarshim say, you see from here, that Harabayis had a roof. Now, if Harabayis had a roof, then L'chaira, what Rabbeinu Tam says, doesn't work out. What do you need to leave the Shar without Kedusha so they could stand under that Shar? L'chaira, they could just stand in the regular Ezra Snashim. There's a roof over all of Harabayis, and that would protect them from the rain. So perhaps that's what the Rivan understood. That's why the Rivan didn't answer like Rabbeinu Tam. He understood, like this Piskei Taisus, that there was a roof over Harabayis, and therefore they're anyways protected from the rain. And for that reason, there was no reason to say that they'll leave the Shire without Kedusha in order to protect them from the rain. From the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that they left it without Kedusha for that reason, to protect them from the rain, the Pashas would be that he understood, not like this Piskei Taisus, he understood that there is not a roof over all of Harabayis, and that would be a riot from here, connected this Kenegi that Shita. I found afterwards that Meir Shapir Zatzal brings this raya. This is in the new Chubas Arhameir from Meir Shapir. They bring that he brought a raya from the Stisis. It's much from the Stisis. There was not a roof over Harabayis. Now, Lachar, it's not a raya that he argues totally on the Piskei Taisus, because many Achenim learn in the Piskei Taisus, he doesn't mean there was a roof over all of Harabayis. That's very not mistabra. There's many rayas that there were open areas, but it means that some places did have a roof, some places didn't have a roof. So it's possible that there was a roof in certain places, but Al Kapanim, that could be a possible hesber why the first teretz didn't answer like the second teretz, because maybe hell, there was a roof over there, and it was not necessary for that reason to not be Mekadosh Shar Nikinar in order to protect the Mitzrayim from the Geshamim.